Hey, before we get started, I want to remind you that this episode can be seen on the Michael Lawson Speaks YouTube channel. And with that, let's go. What if I told you that everything you have, the job, the money, the you name it, that it doesn't belong to you? It's not yours. What would you say? You see, you think it belongs to you because you're the one getting up early, doing the work, putting in the hours, grinding and sacrificing. But as long as you continue to believe that and think that you're the one behind all of it, everything you've achieved, it's too late because you've already fallen victim to the big fat lie. What is the big fat lie? It's the lie that's convinced you that you're the reason for everything you have in your life, that it's all because of your hard work, your natural talent. Well, I've got news for you. That's a lie. It has nothing to do with you, and I can prove it. So consider this. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it. The world and all its people belong to Him. That's Psalm 24:1. Now that word all really does mean all, right down to what you think is your natural talent. Now, just let that sink in for a moment. So if it all belongs to God and everything you have is because of God, what does that make you? Well, that makes you a steward, a caretaker. And as such, now is a good time for a reality check. Question. What have you been doing with your gifts and talents, right down to the finances and relationships you have? Because if you're not using them to glorify God, to advance the kingdom, make disciples, then what are you doing? You're wasting what God has so graciously given you. Get this. God chose a man from a group of recently freed slaves, filled him with the Spirit of God, and gave him the skills, abilities, and knowledge to be a master craftsman in gold, silver, and bronze, as well as the ability to cut jewels and carve wood for the specific purpose of making the tabernacle, which is God's dwelling place on earth. Now, you can read all about this in Exodus 31, verses 1 through 11. But think about that for a moment. One day, he's a slave laborer, and the next, he's a master craftsman. What's more important is what he did with his gift, his talent. He used them to glorify God. So the question for you is this. What have you been doing with your gifts and talents? Have you been a good caretaker? A good steward? Or have you been wasting them on yourself and not being a blessing to others? Let me leave you with this quote that I came across from Mike Livingstone, who works at Lifeway Christian Resources as content editor for Explore the Bible Materials. This is what he had to say. We all have the same calling, to glorify God in everything we do. That is why we are here. Scripture says God created us for His glory and instructs us to do everything for the glory of God. Those came from Isaiah 43:7 and 1 Corinthians 10:31. Thank you for listening, and I hope you check out the Michael Lawson Speaks YouTube channel.